And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says it found the bodies of three hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of three hostages, including German-Israeli Shani Luk. A photo of the 22-year-old woman's twisted body in the backup of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the militants' October 7th attack in southern Israel. The military identifies the bodies of the other hostages as those of a 28-year-old woman and a 56-year-old man. A military spokesman says all three were killed by Hamas during an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Israel says around 100 hostages are still captive in Gaza, along with the bodies of around 30 more. I'm Mike Hempen.
The White House said on Friday that additional aid from the United States is arriving in Cyprus for loading onto ships for delivery to Gaza via a new temporary pier. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that the United States has a, quote, robust security plan to protect personnel involved in operating the pier.
There is a robust security plan for this effort, and we remain vigilant to potential threats to our service members that are working on the pier and humanitarian aid organizations and workers helping with the distribution and the collection at the marshalling area on the ground. It remains a top priority. We're going to remain laser focused on ensuring the safety of everybody involved in this effort.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.